podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 28 with verses 5 through 6. If a mere mortal cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days and set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. In the realm of mortals, the embrace of wrath is a seductive temptation that often clouds the judgment and distorts the soul. It is a force that stirs within, fueled by anger, resentment, and a thirst for vengeance. The mortal cherishes this wrath, holding on to it tightly as if it were a prized possession. It becomes a shield against perceived injustices, a weapon to wield against enemies, real or imagined. But in reality, it is a poison that slowly seeps into the heart, corroding the spirit and leading one down a dark and treacherous path. Who will forgive these sins, these transgressions committed in the name of wrath? Is there redemption for those who have succumbed to its alluring embrace? The burden of guilt weighs heavy on the soul, a constant reminder of the harm inflicted upon others and oneself. The search for forgiveness becomes a desperate quest, a plea for absolution from a higher power or from those who have been wronged. But true forgiveness can only come from within, from a place of humility, remorse, and a genuine desire to change. As mortals, we are reminded of our mortality, our finite existence in this world. Our days are numbered, our time on this earth fleeting. In the face of death, all grievances, all grudges, all hatreds pale in comparison to the inevitability of our own demise. It is a sobering thought, a stark reminder of the impermanence of life and the futility of holding on to anger and resentment. So let us set aside enmity. Let us cast aside the shackles of wrath that bind us. Let us remember death and decay and great equalizers that strip away all pretense and lay bare the truth of our existence. Let us cease from sin, from the destructive impulses that lead us astray and alienate us from our true selves. Let us seek forgiveness, not just from others, but from ourselves, and strive to live a life free from the burdens of wrath and the shadows of our past. For in the end, it is not the sins we have committed that define us, but the willingness to acknowledge them, to learn from them, and to strive towards a better, more compassionate way of being. It is in this journey of self-discovery and redemption that we find the true meaning of forgiveness and the path to a life lived in harmony with our fellow mortals in what we all call salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and graciously grant to us the mercy of your help, that we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 28. We're in verses 5 and 6 today. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, As Time Ticks Away. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, reflecting mortal wrath so tall. Who will forgive these sins of mine as time ticks away to the end of time? Remember the days of peace and love. Cast aside the anger. Rise above. For death and decay await us all. Let go of sin before the final call. The mirror shows a face so cold, a reminder of the stories untold. But in the end, it's not too late to seek forgiveness. Change your fate. So cherish love and God's fate. Let's go of strife and hate. Love life before it's too late. Before it's too late, sin does state. Hey, amen? I'm Thomas Joe Cruz. Wait, it's March 28th, 2024. Recording each day at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are up with the angels and hanging out in Rome this morning, continuing to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close today at 7:11, thinking of the good things that the foundational church brought to the world in its commands of Jesus to bring his body and blood to each and every soul. Jesus' name is why we're here today. So as we encourage our discovery this morning, let us fall all the way into his arms. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.